Let's go back to yesterday afternoon and look in as the Brown Derby's head waiters handle the overflow luncheon crowd.
Oh, Gus, did you see Mr. Gable at his usual place?
No, Julius. Mr. Gable joined Eve Arden and her party.
Well, that's good. There's so many people waiting.
Well, perhaps we can set up some more tables. Hey, Julius, look who's coming in. Jack Benny. You take care of him.
No, Gus. It's your turn this time.
No, it's your turn.
All right. I'll take care of him. He changed networks. Why doesn't he change the restaurants?
Oh, Jack, here comes Julius.
Yeah, he'll get us a table.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Julius. I'd like a table.
They have some lovely tables at Romanoff's.
I know.
Romanoff sent us here.
Oh. Good afternoon, Miss Livingston. I didn't see you. I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Benny. You'll have to wait. Every table in the place is taken.
Well, maybe we... Hey, Mary, look. Hey, look, there's Jimmy Stewart having lunch all by himself. I'll ask him if we can sit at his table.
But, Jack, if he's eating by himself, maybe he prefers to be alone.
Oh, don't be silly, Mary. You'll be glad to have company. Come on. Only, let me do the talking. Hey, Mary! Look who's here!
Hmm? Oh, hello, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Well, if it isn't Jimmy Stewart!
You know, Jack, Hollywood's a funny place. You say, well, if it isn't Jimmy Stewart, and everybody in the Brown Derby applauds.
Yes. By the way, Jimmy, we're in a hurry and all the tables are taken. Would you mind if we joined you?
How can he say no? You're already eating his rolls.
There's enough for both of us.
Sure. Come on, sit down here. Here, I'll make room for you, Mary.
Well, thank you.
There we are. Now, Jack, I'll move over to see
you. Oh, just sit still, Jimmy. You need to move for me. I'll squeeze right in here, and then we can... Whoops! I'm sorry, Jimmy. I knocked over the pitcher and spilled the water.
Oh, that's all right. With this weather, it froze before it hit the floor.
That's right. And here, Jimmy, let me hand you my napkin. And... I knocked over the ketchup bottle.
Better wipe it off, Jimmy. You look like an ad for Blood on the Moon.
Gee, I'm sorry, Jimmy.
You know, Jack, I've been sitting here eating for 30 minutes. You've been here 10 seconds, and you've got more on me than I've got in me.
Well, I guess it's because we're in such a hurry.
I take your orders, please.
Yes. I'll have a club sandwich and a cup of coffee.
Yes, sir. Yours, Miss Livingston?
Oh, gee, I don't know what to have. What's that you're eating, Jimmy? Oh, it looks delicious.
Oh, this is something my mother always used to make for me. It's my favorite dish.
What is it?
Matzo ball soup.
Oh.
Julius, I'll have a Caesar salad and a pot of tea.
Yes, Miss Livingston.
By the way, Jimmy, I saw your latest picture. You gotta stay happy. And you and Joan Fontaine certainly make a wonderful combination.
Oh, well, thanks, Mary.
You made that picture for Universal, didn't you, Jimmy?
Yes. Before that, I made Rope for Warner's, and then I made one over at MGM, one at RKO, one at 20th Century, and then one for Paramount.
What's the matter? Can't you keep a steady job?
Jack. It's just that Jimmy prefers to freelance.
Oh.
By the way, Jack, what have you been doing lately?
Well, I've been rather busy with radio.
Radio? Well, aren't you a little late getting into that with television and everything?
No, Jimmy. I've been in radio for 17 years. But I haven't made a picture since I was at Warner's. And I left there because there was always a big issue, you know, when it came to casting.
Well, I can understand that, Jack. You and Errol Flynn are the same type.
Yes, we are.
Jack had the same trouble at MGM, but they decided to keep Lassie.
Anyway, Jimmy, I'm not appearing in pictures because I'm producing them now.
Oh, I didn't know you were producing pictures, Jack.
Oh, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I just finished my first one. It's called The Lucky Stiff, starring Dorothy L'Amour, Brian Dunleavy, and Claire Trevor, soon to be seen at your neighborhood theater.
Jack, what are you yelling for?
Jimmy, if these people can eat here, they can afford to go and see it, you know. You know, a plug's a plug. And
Mr. Benny, if you'd like, you can move over to this table here.
Chilius, I thought you didn't have any empty tables.
We've got a lot of them now.
Now, let's see. What were we talking about before the food came?
The picture you produced, The Lucky Salad.
No, no, The Lucky Stiff.
Oh.
Say, you know, Jimmy, I've just been thinking. You're a nice guy, and here you've been having a tough not working steady at 1E1 Studio. So I'm going to do you a big favor and put you in my next picture. Jimmy, what happened? Jimmy.
Oh, that's the first time I ever saw anyone choke on a matzo ball.
I probably surprised him with my offer.
Yes, you certainly did. Jack, the only reason I can't accept it is because I have so many other commitments.
Well, Jimmy, we can make it after you've fulfilled your other commitments.
But, Jack, after that, I want to take a vacation.
No buts, Jimmy, my boy. Look, I'll make a big star out of you. Now, you got to let me make this picture with you. Now, what's the salary you usually get per picture?
$200,000.
Take some water.
The water is on the floor.
So are you.
Huh? Oh, yes.
Jack, you better discuss this with Jimmy some other time. It's getting late and the whole gang will be waiting at the studio for rehearsal.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get the check. Waiter, our check. Waiter.
Jack, just call him. Don't waive your toupee.
Jimmy, this isn't a toupee. It's just a small hairpiece.
Hairpiece? I'd like to have a fur coat like that.
I'd like to have you read your line right.
Listen, Jack.
What?
Suppose I run along and start the rehearsal.
Well.
Well, see you later, Jack. Goodbye, Jimmy.
Go on, Mary.
Say, Jimmy, have you heard the way people are talking about Mary lately?
Talking about Mary?
Yes, I hate to see this, say this really, but have you noticed how she always leaves the table just before they bring the check? It's embarrassing, you know? I hate to see it, too, you know. But anyway, Jimmy, getting back to the picture I want you to do for me. Now, I have a story.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I happen to have a snapshot of you, Mr. Benny. Would you mind autographing it?
Oh, I'd be happy. Say, Jimmy, would you mind lending me your fountain pen?
Not at all. Here you are, Jack.
Thanks. Now, let's see. With my very best wishes, Jack Benny. Here you are, lady.
Thank you very much. It was nice meeting you.
Oh, wait a minute, lady. This is Jimmy Stewart. Don't you want his autograph?
No, but 30 years ago I would have.
Now, look, Jimmy, I've got to run over to CBS and rehearse my show. Suppose you come along with me, and we'll discuss a deal for a picture.
No, Jack, I'd rather not.
Here's the check, gentlemen.
No, thank you, Julius.
No, Jimmy, let me take it. After all, it was your table, and Mary and I barged in. So I insist on paying it.
No, Jack. I'd feel better if I paid for it.
Well, if your health is involved, go ahead. Well, I got to run along and... Gee, my hands are kind of sticky. Where's my napkin? Oh, here it is. I can't pull it up. What's the matter with this napkin?
You've got my shirt tail.
No. Well, here, I'm through with it. Go on, Jimmy.
Goodbye, Jack.